as we get set to start the second half. Waverly will be going right to left across your radio dial with their original starting lineups of Foster, Stice, Williams, McNabb, and Carter Ohl. And Waverly with the basketball, they get it up top. Ball goes right side to Foster, down in the corner to Stice. Stice tried to get it in to Williams. Had the ball knocked out of bounds. No, by Gus Ford and for Marincine Valley. They've got their original starting lineup of Landon Reed, Dalton Lingenfelter, Jaden McClintock, Ty Calderwood, and Gus Ford. The inbounds pass comes in. Carter Ohl, he gives it left side. Now McNabb. McNabb with it. Goes across course to Alex Stice. Stice to McNabb. McNabb down in the corner to Foster. Foster back. Swings it right side. Now they're back. McNabb goes it left side to Foster. Foster back up to McNabb. Left side Foster. Inside it goes to Williams. Williams turns around. Dishes it back out. Jumper by Carter Ohl is up and no good. Rebound by McNabb, and he throws it away as Marincine Valley now on the break. Reed gets it across the timeline. Reed with it on the right side. Man-to-man defense being put on by Waverly. Ball goes down in the corner into Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter gets the ball to the right side. Now I get it back into Lingenfelter. Layup good.
Really nice job from the Trojans. Something that they weren't able to do in that first half was get to the paint and get a nice layup.
Now Lingenfelter now in double figures. Now the ball got stripped, knocked away, but it's out of bounds off of Marincine Valley.
And early in this second half, teams aren't playing as quick as they were in that first half, and the Trojans playing a little bit more aggressive on defense.
Inbounds pass comes right side to Stice for three. Shots up no good. Rebounded to Marincine Valley. They've got the basketball, getting it up, getting it across the timeline is Reed. Reed now by the W, now midcourt. Gives the ball left side to Lingenfelter, back up to Reed. Reed gets it to McClintock, left side. Lingenfelter for three. Good!
And he has been huge for him.
That's a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Lingenfelter with 13. The ball goes in the corner to Foster. Cuts the lead to three, 28-25. Now three-pointer by McNabb. It's up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Waverly. To Marincine Valley. Nick Franza back in the game along with Rasmussen. That's one thing. It seems like Waverly's depth is a little bit better on the bench than it is for Marincine Valley.
Yeah, when the starters have came off the floor for the Trojans, that's when Waverly has been able to capitalize.
Lingenfelter for three. Good! And we're tied at 28. This is the way this game is done. 8 points here, 8 points there.
It's exactly what the Trojans have wanted to do. That's what they've been trying to do all game. They just went through a really cold stretch from beyond the three-point arc, and now they seem to find it again, and it's a tie game.
And a timeout called by Coach Tyler Williams. And we'll just keep it right here. That was a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison three-pointer. In fact, that is back-to-back threes by Dalton Lingenfelter. But it's his third three-pointer of the night. And they've got six three-pointers. That's keeping them in the game.
Yeah, that's and they're four for the last five from beyond the arc. So into the second quarter, into this second half, they've been lights out.
And Waverly with the ball, and we're tied at 28. Ball goes to the right side to Foster. Foster gets inside, shots up, no good. Rebounded to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter gets it across the timeline. Ball to McClintock. McClintock drives in, shots up, no good, but he's fouled.
Nice job taking it to the hoop.
Foul is going to be on Nick. It's going to be a Don Nick friends. I was going to give it on his dad. But instead, it falls on Kaiser Frenza. Free throw is up and no good by McClintock.
And the three-point shot for the Trojans is what has kept them in this game. They've been really good from the three-point shot, and Waverly 0-for-9.
McClintock's free throw is up and good, and Marincine Valley with the one-point lead, 29-28. Now with the basketball, there's Wavell. He's able to get it across the timeline. Right side to Rasmussen. Rasmussen gives it off to Foster. Foster's jumper is up good. Dustin Foster now with eight and gives Waverly back the lead, 30-29. Medicine Valley able to break it. Reed with it. Gets it over to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter dishes it underneath. The layup up and good.
And that was a terrific pass by Lingenfelter.
Basket by Bloomquist. Gives him now 11 and gives the lead back to Medicine Valley. Driving in is Alex Stice, and the shot's up no good, but he's fouled.
And the Trojans being a lot more aggressive on those penetration dribble drives so far in this second half, and that's what has kept this game so close.
And now a free throw is up and good by Alex Stice. And we're tied at 31. Stice now with six. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Give him seven and give Waverly back the lead, 32-31. Ball goes to the right side to Gus Ford with it. Gives it up to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter tries to dish it out left side to Ty Calderwood, but overthrew him. So Waverly with the lead with 4:25 to go here in the third. Leading by one. Ball goes to the left side. Gets it back up to Foster. Foster down to Rasmussen. Right side to Stice. Stice gives it back up to Frenza. Left side it goes. Three-pointer by Vignam. By Rasmussen's no good. Rebound to Medicine Valley. They get the ball across the timeline. Bloomfield with it. Bloomfield gets the ball in the corner. Now to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter now having some trouble. Gets the ball up to Reed. Reed gets the ball right side. It goes to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter has the ball stripped by Frenza, but he's going to be called for the foul. But Coach, I like Coach Williams. He was kind of like, that was just a hustle foul.
Yeah, that's trying to make a play on the ball and just running into each other. That's not a bad foul at all.
Inbounds pass comes in to Trey Walker. Walker gives the ball left side to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter gets inside. Shot is up. Good! Lingenfelter with 10 now here in the quarter.
And
18 for the game. And 1-point lead. Now they get the ball inside. Rasmussen shot up. No good. Rebound Rasmussen. Put back up. No good. Rebound this time. We're going to get a foul on the floor.
And in that first half, shots like those were going in very easily for Waverly, but the Trojans have stepped up in a tremendous way defensively in the second half.
Foul is on Landon Reed. That's his second. And bounce pass comes in. They get it in up top. No, right side it goes. Rasmussen, three-pointers up. No good. Rebound back to Waverly. They get the ball to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives in. Loses control of the basketball. It's out of bounds off of Medicine Valley. Coach Landon Bluefield's trying to get a push call on Waverly. Referees aren't buying that. And Tatum Williams back in the game for Waverly. Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball up to Williams. Williams gives it right side. Back it goes. Up to Foster. Foster gives it to Stice. Stice, free throw line, gets inside, shots up, good. Alex Stice gives Waverly back the lead. Alex Stice now with nine, and the lead's 34-33 with 2:45 to go. Driving baseline, Bloomfield, shots up, no good. Here comes Waverly with it, up to the rebound. Frenza tried to throw it to Stice, but it got knocked out of bounds. That kind of really bailed Waverly out.
Yeah, it was most likely going to be a turnover anyway. The ball looked like it was sailing out of bounds. It would have had to take in a terrific play to keep it in for Waverly.
Francis now out of the game. They get the ball in. Shot three-pointer is up and no good by Foster. Rebound pulled down by Ty Calderwood. That's going to be a tie-up. Well,
also, and that makes it 0 for 12 from beyond the three-point line for Waverly.
And Quinn, when Michael and I were here about a week and a half ago, seemed like they couldn't miss from three.
Tonight, whenever they shoot from beyond that arc, there's a lid on it.
The ball goes to the right side to Bloomfield. Bloomfield gets it up to Walker. Walker, left side to Reed. Reed gets it back up. Right side it goes to Walker. Walker now on the baseline to Bloomfield. Bloomfield picks up his dribble. Gives it in underneath. The Lingenfelter driving in. Shots up no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Waverly. He'll stay with Merecine Valley. Coach Thurston's wanting to know how Lingenfelter wasn't fouled.
Yeah, really nice job. A nice cut from Lingenfelter to get to the hoop, and it looked like a foul could have been called, but referees have the best angle in the house.
Yes, they did. Now, ball goes to the right side to Bloomfield for three. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Trey Walker, so to go over to Merecine Valley. 34-30, let me go over to Waverly. Waverly leads 34-33. And now we get a ball back up top. Now,
and one thing the Trojans have done defensively is they're letting Waverly take these three-point shots. They're giving them space. And no. Waverly is getting the space and just going to the hoop.
Foster drives in, shots up, no, shot is up and good for Foster. He's now got 10.
Like Foster had an open look from beyond the arc, but decides to pass it up and go into the paint.
And extends their lead to 36-33. We're a minute 10 to go. Ball goes to the left side. Three-pointer is up and no good by Reed. Rebound pulled down inside. Shots up, no good. Rebound two. Waverly, here they come. They get the ball left side, Foster. Foster spin move, gets it back out to Williams. Williams traveled. Seconds to go here in the quarter. Rasmussen. Gets the ball across. Now, left side. Merecine Valley with the basketball. Lingenfelter gets it up to Bloomfield. Bloomfield tried to drive in, and he's going to get called. We're going to get a timeout actually called by Coach Thad Thurston. We're just going to keep it right here with 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. And both teams just getting, all of a sudden getting a little crazy with the basketball game.
Yeah, started off pretty hot offensively in this third quarter, but lately they've both cooled down a little bit and just gotten a little bit sloppier with the ball.
I want to remind everybody that we'll be on the air Saturday. Quinn and I will be over in Levo. Just don't know who necessarily we're up with. I mean, it's going to be Levo versus whoever wins this game, but we don't know what time and what one of our stations will be on. Want to let you know, Burlingame is up 34-14. Burlington is up 34-14 at the half on the girls as they're taking on Council Grove tonight. Ball goes in the right corner to Reed. Reed brings it back out up top. Now, almost stolen by Ty Glissman, but leaves. Three-pointer is up, no good by Bloomfield. Rebound comes out long. It's going to be off of Tatum Williams. He was trying to sell it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was trying to sell it, and the referees weren't buying it.
The ball comes into Bloomfield. Bloomfield, three-pointer. Up, no good. The three-pointers that we're going for him aren't right now.
Not at all.
About 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball goes to the right side. Rasmussen's going to get called for traveling.
And that's unlucky with 5 seconds left on the clock. Waverly looking to get the last shot of this quarter instead. Gives the Trojans an opportunity here.
So, chance to tie it with a three. Ball comes in to Reed. Reed crosses the timeline. That loses the basketball. Kent going to get called for traveling. But that'll do it for the fourth quarter. That'll do it for the third quarter. We're getting ready for the fourth. After three, it is Waverly 36, Mariscene Valley 33. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on KBOE AM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
KVOE, live and local.
As we get set to start the fourth quarter, Waverly has the ball. They get the ball. Williams has it, gives it over to Carter Ohl. Ohl goes to the right side to Foster. Foster, 15-footer, is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rasmussen. Gets it back out. Now they get swing it right side. Three-pointer by Tatum Williams is no good. He's fouled after, I think that was after the shot on the ground, but they're going to say it'll be a three-shot foul.
Yeah, the whistle was a little bit late in comparison to when the shot was, but the foul must not have been. That's pretty huge if they can convert on these free throws, especially being 0-for-13 from beyond the arc.
Free throw by Rasmussen is up and no good.
And you got to think, if just a few of these three-pointers go in for Waverly, this is a completely different game.
Mm-hmm.
They have just been so cold. It has kept the Trojans in this game.
Second free throw by Rasmussen is up and good. Rasmussen now with 5 points on the night. Third free throw is up and no good, so he's 1-for-3. And then out of bounds when Mariscene Valley had two guys hustling to get the basketball, and they both got it and traveled.
Yeah, they got it, and they traveled as they were stepping out of bounds. So either way, it would have been a turnover.
Yeah.
A very lucky break for Waverly after going 1-for-3 from the line.
And Waverly's got the basketball. Williams has it, gives it down in the corner to Foster. To Stice. Stice gives it back up to Williams. Right side it goes to Foster. Back up to Stice. Stice now dribbles to the baseline and then loses it and carries it.
And man, after the whistle, 3-point shot went up. And it went in.
Just
the luck of Waverly tonight.
Yes. Now, Mariscene Valley with the basketball. They get the ball. Get the ball stolen away. Rasmussen with it. Rasmussen gives it off to Foster. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Gus Ford. Ford has it. Lingenfelter has it. Gets the ball to the left side. Now they get the ball down in the corner to Calderwood. Calderwood back up to Ford. Ford dishes the ball to the right side to Lingenfelter. Lingenfelter up to Trey Walker. Walker drives in, dishes the right side to Reed for three. No good. Rebound going to be brought back in, but taken by Foster. Gets it down for Waverly, and we're going to get a traveling call on Tatum Williams.
Yeah, there's been a lot of just mental errors like that on turnovers. He's been a little too excited. He has an open bucket and just took an extra step before dribbling. It's just little things like that is keeping the Trojans in this game.
And 37-33, Waverly with the lead, 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Lingenfelter turns around, loses control of the basketball, and they're going to call traveling. I think Lingenfelter was expecting a double team, and it didn't really come.
Yeah, he's expecting a little more contact than what he got, and that just led him pick up that ball and take an extra step.
If you're tuning in expecting to hear the KU pregame show, I want to remind you, I want to let you know that we'll be, the game should be over in time for the start of the KU game that you'll be able to catch at 8 o'clock.
That should be a good one.
Yes. Ball goes to the right side to Foster. Foster gets it back up to Rasmussen. Rasmussen has the ball left side, ball knocked away. And it's out of bounds off of the Trojans.
And Waverly completely lost confidence in their three-point abilities tonight. They're getting open looks. They're just electing to not take them.
Now inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball in the Foster. Foster gives it the right side. Down in the corner it goes to Stice. Stice gets it back up to Foster. Foster left side. To Carter Olm. Olm gets it in to Alex Stice, and he's fouled on the shot.
And Bloomfield not too happy with that call either. But Waverly playing a little bit slower. They have a four-point lead and 5.5 minutes left.
Stice's free throw is up and good.
And if they become too passive, that could really come back to bite them, as the Trojans are going to crawl and scratch their way into this game as any way they can, as it's going to be the last game of the season for one of these teams.
Alex Stice's second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded though by Waverly. Back out to Stice. Stice gives it up. Foster. Foster to the right side to Stice. Stice gives it in to Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets the shot up. No good. Rebounded to Berenstain Bailey. Here they come on the break. Ball on the left side. Now they get it up. Tried to get it. There's going to be a foul called on the pass. Tried to get it to Landon Bloomfield. Out there, Landon Bloomfield had the hot hand early on, but it is cold. It has gone chilly.
Yeah, in that third quarter, it seems like anything he was putting up was going in. But now Waverly's starting to guard him a bit tighter, especially around the three-point line.
Inbounds pass to Josh Apolano. Now he gets the ball. Left side it goes. Three-pointer by Reed is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Carter Earl, and he's going to be fouled by Landon Bloomfield.
And that was a very deep three. A little bit ill-advised as it was deep and contested.
Mm-hmm. But I think Bloomfield was hot, so hot early on that now he's cooled down. But I guess he may be the shooter, and so you just keep telling him to shoot.
Yeah, currently they're shooting 25% from beyond the arc.
And now the ball goes to the left side. Now Waverly with the basketball. Rasmussen right side to Stice. Stice gets it back up to Carter Earl. Left side to Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets it in to Stice. Stice brings it back out. Right side to Foster. Foster gets it down in the corner. Back up to Foster. Now to Carter Earl. Right side Foster. Left side, right the corner to Tatum Williams. Tatum gets it back up to Foster. Now swings it over to Stice. Now right side. You get it back up. Now kicking it right side.
And not a lot of sense of urgency. And with no shot clock, Waverly can take as much time as they want.
Yeah, they're being very patient with it.
Very passive as well. They don't want to do anything ill-advised when they can drain a lot of clock left.
Foster gets the right side. Now back up. The Rasmussen right side to Ole. Back
and, up. And Trojans not pressuring super high on the three-point line, but Waverly perfectly content with not taking a shot.
Yeah, now they get the ball to the right side, down in the corner. Williams gets it back up to Rasmussen. But I like they're showing discipline, though, too.
Yeah.
Now they get the ball right side. Rasmussen drives in, shots up, no good. That was a good look, though, for Rasmussen.
It really was, and just unable to complete it. That's a quality possession, even though they don't come away with points.
And Langenfelter has a shot blocked from behind by Jacob Stice and picked up by Williams. Now Foster has it, gives it to Williams.
Yeah, and on that last possession, Waverly drained almost a minute of clock.
And yeah, so you might consider starting to foul them here in a little bit.
If they keep it up at this pace, and if the Trojans can't get the ball and score and make it a closer game, foul is going to be coming into the question here pretty soon.
Yeah, they get
they're starting to get a little bit more aggressive on defense.
Yeah, Foster dishes it in underneath the hole. Old shot's up no good. He's fouled.
And Bloomfield once again upset. Seems like any call he doesn't agree with, but it was a pretty good job to get up there and swat the ball, but just a little too much contact.
And the coaches did say, you followed.
Yeah, he did follow through. He wasn't straight up. But you got to be taking chances like that when Waverly is draining so much clock.
Free throw line, Carter Old. Free throw's up and good.
Yeah, that's a pretty big free throw as well.
Old now with six. Second free throw by Carter Ohl is up and no good. Rebounded by Stice for Waverly. That's huge.
Absolutely huge. It's a six-point game, and they have the ball. And they can just drain clock, make the Trojans make a mistake or foul them. Waverly can't turn it over.
Rasmussen gets it over left side to Williams. Williams gets the ball off to Stice. Stice gives it to Foster. Foster now looking. He's just going to keep bringing it back out. Now dribbles the left side. Now he's going to, could have been double teamed there, but he got out of it. Now up to Williams. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Waverly leading 39-33. And now ball goes the left side to Foster. Foster gives it back up. They're going to foul Rasmussen. And that's on Langenfelter. And that's number four on Langenfelter. And he's done a great job of avoiding
fouls. He had three fouls really quickly in that first quarter and went to the fourth quarter until he picked up his fourth.
Now if you're Coach Thurston, you tell pretty much everybody but Langenfelter to foul.
Yeah.
Free throws up and no good by Foster. Foster now 2-for-3 tonight from the free throw line.
And it's starting to get to a point of desperation on offense for the Trojans. Their possessions have become few and far between with how Waverly's been draining the clock.
I'm sorry, that was Rasmussen. Rasmussen missed the first one, hits the second. My bad. Ball goes to the left side. Now they get it in underneath to Walker. Walker throws a shot up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Meredithine Valley. That wasn't a great shot, but if you're Trey Walker, you got to take that shot.
You got to. I mean, he had an opening, and with how much clock Waverly's been draining, you had to put something up quickly.
And now Foster with the basketball. 1:30 to go here in the ballgame. Waverly leading by 7. I think Meredithine Valley just kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah, absolutely. They were going on these spurts, and they just were unable to have a prolonged offense efficiency that was very high.
And now stepping to the free throw line is Alex Stice. Stice, 4 out of 6 tonight from the free throw line. He's got 10 points. Free throw is up, no good.
Yeah, first half, Waverly did a really nice job on these free throws, but in the second half, they've been at about 50%.
Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound, though, by Carter Ohl. Waverly, again, just going to sit back and run the spread offense. Now Foster with it. They're going to double. Now they get the ball in the corner to Williams. Williams is going to be fouled. I think they're going to get that on Gus Ford. And going to the free throw line will be Tatum Williams, who's 1-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. Free throw attempt is on the way up, and it is short. It did hit the rim.
Yeah, and in a closer game against a much better team, Waverly is going to need to make these free throws late in the game. If they shoot with that efficiency, a good team is going to take advantage of that.
Second free throw is up and good. Williams with 3 points on the night. Reed gets the ball across the timeline. 41-33. Waverly with the lead over Marinacine Valley.
That's not a bad foul either to make Trojans reset and take more time off the clock.
Yep. Inbounds pass comes in left corner. Reed for three. No good. Rebound to McClintock. He's safe. Good hustle that time by McClintock, but he just wasn't able to save it.
Yeah. And ever since the Trojans went on that spurt going 4-for-5 from beyond the arc, they have missed their last 7 shots from beyond 3-point line.
Inbounds pass, they're having trouble getting the ball inbound. Coach Tyler Williams got the timeout. He got the timeout first. And we'll just keep it right here with 47 seconds to go. Want to remind everybody, did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KVOE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvoe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on the 7:50 a.m. sportscast on 1400 a.m., 96.9 FM KVOE and Country 101.7 and on KVOE's Monday Morning Quarterback beginning at 11:06 to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVOE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of the school year. Nominate your athlete today at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com for more information. I'm breathing now.
A lot.
Inbounds pass. Having trouble getting ball inbound, and we're going to get a 5-second call. And Coach Williams, that's the frustration of a coach who diagrams the play.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't
almost get right. Had a 5-second call, but was able to get the timeout. And coming out of the timeout, got a 5-second call.
Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball to Reed. Reed comes off the screen. Reed gets the ball left side to McClintock. Now left side to Walker. Jumper's up. No good. Rebound going to be out of bounds off of Waverly.
Yeah, the Trojans getting quite a few breaks, just not able to capitalize. And Waverly's playing some good defense as well, not giving him an open shot.
McClintock gets inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Stice. Stice blocked it from behind and then got the rebound. Now we're going to get a timeout call again by Coach Williams as Tatum Williams was double-teamed. And we'll take a timeout. 28 seconds to go here in the ballgame. It is Waverly 41, Marinacine Valley 33. Back after this 30-second timeout on KVOE AM. Back here at Waverly High School, the winner of this game will take on Lebo on Saturday, a game that you'll hear on one of our stations. Quinn and I will be over there on Saturday. Also, game going on right now, we do not have an update, but Burlingame is taking on Clifton Clyde on, you can hear that game currently on Country 101.7 FM. So Waverly set the inbound near the midcourt. They get the ball inbounds to Foster in backcourt. 25 seconds to go. Foster gets it across the timeline. And McClintock's over there trying to foul him, but they can't do it. They get the ball out to Alex Dice. 17 seconds to go in the ballgame. It looks like the Waverly Bulldogs are going to basically do what you call survive and advance. As the clock is running out, Dalton Lingenfelter launches a deep three after a steal. Shots up, no good. Rebound tip is going to go no good, and that does it for tonight's game. The final score, Waverly 41, Marinacine Valley 33. We'll be back. We'll hope to get Coach Williams, get some words from him here tonight about the ball games.
Saturday, Lebo and Cougars
Now stay tuned for the Ridge Door Company postgame show. Ridge Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and services, serving Emporia and surrounding communities on KVOE AM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by the city of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Ridge Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Ridge Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Ridge Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Meredithine Valley postseason basketball brought to you by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at emporia.edu. That's emporia.edu. And Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
KVOE, live and local.
Live and local.
Back here at Waverly High School, where the Waverly Bulldogs come away with a 41-33 victory tonight over the Meredithine Valley Trojans. Let's give you a rundown of the stats. Stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229. How did the team stats look?
All right, we will start off first with the Trojans. Ending the night from 2-point, they were 5 for 18. From the 3-point, 6 for 26. And they were 5 for 8 from the charity stripe with 29 rebounds and 18 turnovers. And for the Bulldogs, from 2-point, they finished 15 for 38. They finished a whopping 0 for 13 from the 3-point and 11 for 21 from the charity stripe with 37 boards and 13 turnovers.
The individual stats go Waverly had two players in double figures, 10 points each from Alex Stice and Dustin Foster. They got 6 points off the bench from Carter Ohl. 6 points from Carter Ohl, 4 points from Kaiser Frenza, 6 points from Rylan Rasmussen off the bench, and also 1 point, 2 points from Maxwell McNabb, and 4 points from Tatum Williams. I want to remind you that the stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Waiting to see if Coach comes out here. But you know, when you look at this game, it was a game of runs for the first three quarters.
Oh, absolutely. Each team was taking their turn going on streaks, scoring the ball, but just unable to sustain any success for the Trojans. They went on spurts from 3-point, and they got it tied up. They had the lead at 1 point by 1 point, and they were 4 for the last 5 from 3, and then they just went cold, missing their last eight three-pointers on the night.
Yeah, I mean, it went from 28 to 20 to start the second half to 28 all, like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and they were heavily relying on that three-point shot, attempting eight more three-pointers than they did two-point shots. And when you only make five two-pointers and you shoot 6 for 26 from three-point, it's not going to win you many games. And you know, they were lucky that Waverly was off with their three-point shots. Waverly didn't make a single one, which just a couple of those three-pointers, if they go in for Waverly, it's a completely different game.
Yeah.
But nice job from Meredithine Valley to not let them get many open shots. And then when they were not confident in that shot anymore, they let them have it. And Waverly, in that fourth quarter, they weren't taking any three-point shots, even when they were wide open.
Let's see if we can get Coach McWilliams out here. But I understand now. He's probably talking to his kids about, you beat this team twice by 30, and then you only beat them by 8.
Especially in the game that you needed to win the most, you only win by 8. And if you want to go far in this playoffs, you got to be able to make some three-point shots. And any other team, like a team against Lebo, if they go 0 for a three-point shot, it's not going to look very pretty on the scoreboard.
No, it's not. So, yeah, we're still waiting to see if we can get Coach on. Coach! Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to yell at Tyler to get him there, and we just didn't quite connect there, did we?
No, but so, he's coming up. He didn't forget, but it definitely giving words of wisdom to his team before he gets out to us.
We'll be back to hear from Coach McWilliams after this 2-minute timeout on KVOE AM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by the city of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Waverly postseason basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And First National Bank of Kansas, your bank of a lifetime in Waverly, Burlington, and Osage City. Come see them for any and all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, First National Bank of Kansas.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon Counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Waverly postseason basketball is brought to you by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. USD 243, Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence.
KVOE, live and local.
With me on the Rich Door Company postgame show is Victorious head coach Tyler Williams. And coach, what was your key to your victory tonight?
Staying at it. I mean, I thought we were kind of subpar in a lot of spots, but I think our defense at the end really kept us in the ball game, and that's kind of been our calling card all year is our defense. I mean, offensively, obviously, that wasn't our big part of the game tonight. But, you know, I thought defensively that came up for us. I mean, we rely on that, and, you know, they missed some shots, but I know we gave some pretty good efforts at it and getting rebounds near the end, and especially offensive rebounds at the end on those free throws we're missing. Those were huge. And that was kind of part of a game plan we had. We thought we can get those as long, if we attacked it just right, and we did. And that ended up being a huge difference because if they're going to foul and we're going to get the ball back anyway after the missed free throw, that's a pretty good thing to have happen if you can't make a free throw.
And now how about it with it changing that you don't have the shot clock?
Oh, you know what? I even looked at Coach Franz and my assistant, and I was like, we're the ones wasting the clock. I go, this is stupid. I hate this. I love the shot clock. And it wouldn't have benefited us tonight, but it felt different.
But I will say this, your guys handled the ball really well for the most part when they went to that spread offense.
They did. I was really happy about that. And I really don't want to play not to lose, but with the way we were shooting the ball, I was like, we have a lead right now, let's cement it. But yeah, it was nice to see our guys handle the basketball, not freak out when double teams came, able to just pivot and get themselves out of it. And I don't have to call timeouts in that situation as long as they take care of it, and I can trust them. And that was good to see, especially out of the freshman, sophomore kind of kids.
And, Coach, now you're looking forward to a rematch with Lebo.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's been a while since we've seen him, and they've done a lot of good things since the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
Last time we saw him was right after Christmas break, and it was a close game. But I think we could compete with them, but at the same time, you don't want to put a lot of stock into an after-break kind of game.
Uh-huh.
I know we could play with them if we follow the game plan and we're able to attack them, but also not get too frazzled with their pressure.
Yeah,
they're a very good team, and we know they're a very good team. They're deep and athletic.
And one thing is, too, both of your teams are so young.
So young.
Yeah.
We are both young. They have more sophomores than we do, but, yeah, we're both young. And, and we've been competing. We had some really good games when we were in junior high, mm-hmm. and now we're starting to see it in high school. And I think it's going to be a pretty fun game to watch the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I know we'll be there. We just don't know what station we're going to be on yet.
Okay.
Because we got multiple things going on. But I know that Blake said, we'll be there. So it'll be a fun night, or afternoon, depending on what time it is.
Yeah.
I know it says 2, but sometimes that gets changed.
Yeah, I had no idea what time it was until they announced it tonight. I go, man, 2? That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Better than sitting around all day, though, and waiting for it. I hate doing that on Saturday.
Yes. So, Coach, hey, congratulations on the big victory tonight. It's survive and advance time.
It is exactly that.
And that's what you guys did and came away with a good victory here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, with me has been Waverly head coach Tyler Williams. We'll take a one-minute timeout and get Quinn back on the headset on KVOE AM.
Okay. Thank you.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
MDCV postseason basketball brought to you by Prairie Trails Mercantile in Melvern. Come shop a small town store. Check out their custom laser embroidery or press merchandise and much more. Go Trojans. Double C tax and bookkeeping. Don't leave any money on the table. Call 785-591-0917. Good luck Trojans and Lady Trojans this season. Litch Farms. Wishing the best to the Trojans and Lady Trojans this season. And by the Cozy Landing vacation rental by the Melvern City Park. Owners Robert and Lisa Litch. Listed on the Verbo website. Good luck Trojans. Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Waverly postseason basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And First National Bank of Kansas, your bank of a lifetime in Waverly, Burlington, and Osage City. Come see them for any and all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, First National Bank of Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Back here as we get ready to wrap up tonight's game. Quinn, what are your thoughts as Waverly goes forward?
Well, they're going to have to be playing really good defense like they did today and capitalize on that good defense in those turnovers and those fast break points. I mean, like you said, like Coach said, you know, three-point shot shooting is not their specialty, is not their strength. They're just going to have to play some iron defense and capitalize on that.
And tonight they capitalized on it enough to come away with a victory and now turn their sights set on Lebo as Waverly goes to 8-16 on the season, while Meredithine Valley sees their season in at 3-21. And Quinn, good job tonight, bud.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Spider.
Yeah, a little bit of technical issues, but we were able to figure it out and stay locked in on the game.
Yeah, I want to thank our in-studio engineer, Miss Iris. She does just does a great job back there, and she's pretty cool to just visit with, too. So thank you to Iris, but most of all, I want to thank you folks for listening. Once again, the final score here tonight, Waverly 41, Meredithine Valley 33. Have a good evening, everybody, and Rock Chalk Jayhawk in a little bit on KVOE AM.